It was a sweet quarter for Hostess Brands. The Twinkie maker surprised investors to the upside with its latest earnings as people became more mobile and bought more snacks in convenience stores. Let's bite into the details with Hostess Brands CEO Andy Callahan. It's Friday. Why not? Andy, always good to see you on this Friday morning. You guys talked a good bit on your earnings call about sequential improvement in your business. I have not heard that from any other food companies over the past 2 weeks of earnings. Where are you seeing that sequential improvement?
Well, always great to be back and seeing you. You know what? We're really well positioned. The diversification of our availability across multiple channels, but we also compete very effectively in the in-home snacking occasion and in the on-the-go occasion. So as consumers, even as we're reopening, they're spending more time in their home. That's helping us. And now they're becoming increasingly more mobile. And our on-the-go immediate consumption baking business is the leader in the industry, and we're really benefiting from both of those.
Andy, what are they buying? Is it single serve or those multi-packs?
They're buying both. They're distinct occasions. When they're out shopping, they may buy in the front end of the store, in the convenience store, and usually consume within a minute or 5 minutes of purchasing. When they're in the grocery store, they're buying the multi-packs. And they're bringing them home for inventory and then putting them in lunch boxes, eating as a snack during the day. And they're a wonderful snack. And this time, attention, nothing's better than a cupcake, a Twinkie, our new baby bunts to just bring that moment of joy and relaxation.
Yeah, and you guys talked a lot on the call about that innovation within within that side of the business. And I'm just curious kind of what the velocity has been there, given, you know, some of the disruptions you've certainly had, you know, like all workplaces have during COVID. And if you expect to increase some of that velocity in the next couple of years.
Yeah, we look at a metric called vitality, which is what percentages of our portfolio is from new products launched in the last 3 years. And that continues to move up. And what that means is you're really bringing innovation that consumers are wanting and they're coming back and purchasing more. And I believe this year's slate is as good as any of them has been. We've launched Baby Bundts, which is a contemporary form of a baking product, but given it convenient in stores, we're now extending that to the on-the-go portion later in the year. And the sales of that new product have been at the top of the category and some of the best new launch in the category in years. And so that's really working well. We have Crispy Minis coming out. That's going to be in the front end of some grocery stores as well. So we really have a good slate, and it's really grounded in good consumer insight and understanding what consumers want and when they want to eat it.
And, you know, Andy, it's curious. It occurs to me now that there's been a huge, I see it at my own household, there's been a huge baking boom at home during the pandemic. And I wonder if you're seeing any interplay between what it seems consumers want now, maybe something that's like what they were making at home versus, you know, pre-pandemic when there was a little bit less baking happening within the home.
Well, that's a different need. What we call a need state. They are baking more, but they're also eating convenient and already prepared packages more. They were doing that before the pandemic. That behavior in home especially has certainly accelerated during the pandemic because they're spending more time there. So I do think there's an interplay. And as consumers become more interested in baking, it's very comfortable. It tastes good. You can do it in very small portion controlled. It certainly elevates what I call all boats. It's a very expandable category.
It sounds as though, Andy, given the inflationary pressures that you're seeing and many other folks are seeing in the industry, you are now taking price increases. Where have you taken those price increases and how much are they?
Well, we haven't disclosed exactly how much. We look at we try to give the best value for the consumer. We have what we call a revenue growth and management program. So we're always looking at the best way to bring value to consumers while protecting our gross margin so we can invest back in innovation and continue to bring consumers what they want. So we're expecting inflation. We originally thought it was going to be more like 3%, 3.5% as we went in the year. We've now guided that the full year is going to be more in mid-single digits. So we have taken pricing for the most part across the portfolio, and we'll see that passing through in the back half of the year. But we also manage our gross margins via mix and also our productivity initiatives. Our supply chain does an absolute excellent job, especially in these challenging times, being agile and nimble to be able to give consumers what they want and do it at the lowest possible cost.
Have you seen any resistance to those price increases?
It has gone as expected. I don't know if there's a manufacturer who's not passed some form of pricing on to retailers. So when we have good partnerships with our retailers, we're always trying to build them. And those discussions have been very productive. And I expect to see the prices pass through as expected in the back half.
And then on the on the input side, on the commodity side, how are you how have you weathered those challenges? And also related to that, any challenges within the logistic chain, getting product from your factories out to where they need to be?
It has been the logistics from our factories to our distribution center to the customers has gone very well. Now the inflation on our transportation has certainly been one of those components, and we have difficulty covering that. For our commodities, for the most part, we had that covered, forward bought before the year started. But with our revenue being so high, we're up 10% over 10% year to date. We've had to buy some on the open market, so that's all contemplated in our guide. But we have had to become really agile on the supply chain to make sure that we have the inputs that we need. To this point, we've been able to manage that. It's continually tight. John Kalal, our head of supply chain, does a really great job with his team, but it's always a challenge. So that has been tight, but we've been able to manage it, and I'm anticipating that will continue. I heard your comment on your piece on labor before. We are certainly feeling that, and I know for sure across the consumer packaged goods industry we feel that. And we're optimistic as well that'll continue to improve as the year goes on. We really focus on our value proposition. Our safety record is best in class, world class. We give our employees a great benefits and a career opportunity. So that is certainly an issue that we are very optimistic and hopeful that will, as the summer progresses, that will loosen up and improve.
Yeah, you did talk a little bit about that in the earnings call, Andy, worker attrition. Are you seeing workers leave? They're just burnt out over the past really strenuous year. And have you had to raise wages to get the talent you need?
We consistently pass wages to make sure we have a competitive wage. We have raised them in certain markets. We've had a day one starting wage that's no less than $15 for a while, and that moves up very quickly in progression. We have seen attrition, and we have have hiring programs like I've heard. We focus on our proposition. We focus on career opportunities. We focus on benefits. Safety of our employees is job one, and we have world-class safety records. So we really focus on the value proposition that we can bring employees for a career at Hostess. We call our employees, you were talking about, what do you call our employees? Our teammates are the heart of Hostess. We have a heart of Hostess award named after them. And we focus on our teammates, and we believe we have a good value proposition for them.
Now, that I can get behind. It's not partners. It is not the Twinkie makers. That is good. Andy Callahan, that we always enjoy talking with you. Hostess Brand CEO, good to see you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Brian, thank you. You as well. Thanks.